Jennifer's second line, she says, you can do that too. Both methods have a healing effect. The effect is that they actually heal something that's wrong with your body. Now, we can also use other words that are adjectives in front of effect. For example, if it makes you feel cool, if it cools you down, you can say it has a cooling effect.
Or if it makes you have a lot of energy, we could say it has an energizing effect.
Right, or if it soothes you, it has a soothing effect. Now, Billy's second line, he says, so what's your illness? Shopping fever? Sale-itis? Now, this word is something we made up, because in America you can add itis to a lot of different nouns to make it sound like it's something that people are crazy about, a sickness, not in a bad way, but in an obsessive way. Here, he's crazy about sales. She's crazy about sales, and she just can't stop buying when there's a sale. So he says she has a disease, sale-itis.
Now, sale-itis here, that's a joke. But actually, there are a lot of diseases that end in the itis. For example, tonsillitis.
That's the most common. A lot of children have it. I think in Chinese it's called bian tiao xian fa yin. And when you have tonsillitis, sometimes you have to have your tonsils taken out.
Now let's go to Jennifer's third line. She says, ha ha, I'm just fatigued, and tomorrow is a big day.
Well, fatigued means she's really tired, exhausted. And what does she mean by tomorrow is a big day?
Well, I would say that tomorrow there's a lot of activities planned, or a lot of things planned that she has to do, so she'll be very busy.
Well, tomorrow's a big day means it's an important day or a very busy day. And then Billy says, what's tomorrow? You can't really say what's tomorrow and have it mean tomorrow is what. It means what is going on tomorrow.
That's right.
Or what is happening tomorrow? Or what is the date tomorrow that makes it so important?